This is the Big K Morning Show. Download our free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can also follow our Friday Night Lights. Tonight's KDK Radio High School Football Game of the Week, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, Trinity and Bethel Park. And it begins at 6 with our kickoff show, the Sport Out Financial Kickoff Show here on KDKA. And right now, we are joined by Carol Johnson, Administrator for the Health Resources and Services Administration. Welcome to KDK, Carol.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you so much for having me.
I think it's a very important conversation because we're talking about fighting issues. We hear all the time how we need help with opioid crisis, the mental health crisis, and this is why we're talking today, right?
Absolutely. This is a big week for us in the Biden-Harris administration. We are making an historic investment in expanding access to mental health and substance use disorder treatment by making it available in the community health centers that we fund that already provide primary care in neighborhoods across your community.
Yeah, so expand for us on what will that mean? What will the impact be here in southwestern Pennsylvania?
Well, we are providing across Pennsylvania, it's $7.7 million, but much of that money is coming to the Pittsburgh area. We fund, for example, the Squirrel Hill Health Center in Pittsburgh that provides services in Brentwood and in Wilkinsburg and in Mooncrest and in Bellevue. And many of the health centers that we fund provide primary care today and try to provide as much mental health care as they can, but haven't had the resources or the capacity to meet the incredible demand for mental health needs and for substance use disorder treatment. In fact, across the country, we see that our primary care health centers only able to meet about 25% of the mental health demand, about 6% of their patient substance use disorder needs. And we knew we had to do more. And that's why we're making this significant infusion of dollars so that community health centers across the Pittsburgh area will be able to expand these services, better serve families, better meet the needs across the community.
So let's dig into the details of that. So specifically, what will these funds help do here in our hometown?
So at least one of our health centers here in Pittsburgh is planning on developing and launching a pediatric behavioral health practice in addition to their adult practice. Others plan to hire more therapists, hire more psychiatrists, train their primary care providers to better support people who have mental health needs, address prenatal mental health needs. We know mental health care is one of the leading causes of maternal mortality. And many of the health centers in your area are also planning on adding care navigators so that people who have mental health needs or substance use disorder get some support when it comes to follow-up care, making sure they know when their next appointment is, they get back to treatment if they're on medications, checking in with them. And one of the critical things that we see from all the folks getting these resources is they haven't had the capacity in the past to do the clinical standard when it comes to treating opioid use disorder, which is providing the treatment medications. And so lots of health centers are going to be able to do that now with these resources.
Encouraging news, and we appreciate you sharing that with us this morning. Carol, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Carol Johnson, Administrator of the Health Resources and Services Administration, and helping with mental health and the opioid crisis issues that we face here and really all across the country. Hey.